autumn. I think it was October, November, morning dark along a bend in the Wolf or Wisconsin River, and I am 7 or 8, and we are sitting on the cold hood of my father's car, the first days of the fall migration. And I am sure it was the long-necked cranes, nothing like the cranes I folded from paper at school. I know the changed leaves muddy the water, and the marsh grass, dry, lost, takes on a kind of metal brilliance, hard from the river and the early sun. I am tired and want to go back in the car, the radio night, far from here. And I am thinking of my mobile, the birds I tied to a hangar, triangle out of triangle, wing, neck, spine, their bodies full of air. I don't hear the wings, I don't hear the calls, only the rush of cattails, mildew, ferns, and a sky full of birds. It was like a giant string pulled them up, could pull me up into the air, a wingspan bigger than my boy's body, into the pull of earth turning, the rhythm of light, the pattern of stars, a map, a grid, a night city or late orchard I could hide in, apples filled with stars. Rapture. It starts with a low rumbling, white static, a broken shell to the ear. It starts with water, tide pulling. It starts with the cold kiss of the sun. It's hands clapping, birds clamoring, and laughter coming through the walls. It starts with snow breathing, bottles falling, the night hum of a road. It's a bus shifting gears. It's the flower inside the tree, the song inside the wood. It's a mouthpiece buzzing, the psh-psh of a Bach cantata. It's walking through a pile of leaves. It starts with wet legs and poppies. It starts with bitter chicory. It's diked fields, the suck under your shoe. It starts with an idling motor, its horses in fog. It starts with spilt sugar, its sizzle and spatter. It's your voice underwater, it's a bell buoy sway. It starts with a sail luffing, whispering in the wings. It starts with a policeman walking, a rosy ear, a dog barking, honey and flies. It starts with a knife sharpening and plate smashing against the door. It starts deep in the belly, the back of the throat. It's a need like salt, crackle and flame. It starts with sounds you've never made. It's not your voice in your mouth. Your words are not your own. It's the body breaking into islands. It's the fall through wind lifting white leaves. To a cicada. One of you sounds like 1 million. Your rackety music is 1,000 screen doors slamming shut in the night. Someone needs to oil your wings. You shake the day with your music. You've infected my dreams. All summer your song goes on and on until I think you're gone for good. And then fall, late September, October, tonight, the first full frost, and you get even louder. You're the final sweep of the symphony, the tenor gesturing on stage, the boy practicing guitar late in the garage. Your terrible static rumbles in my ears, opens up the cold, breezy night, and then the winter storms. Already I'm lonely without you.